in Fort Collins. It's right now just about exactly 7 o'clock. My name's Leslie Lomas, and it is time for Sheltigale, KGNU's weekly program of Celtic music from all around the world. And that was the Boys of the Lock. With a tune called, well, there's a few tunes. Today Dawn, the Papa Store Sword Dance, and the Cross Reel. Today Dawn apparently being associated with New Year's Day. And since we are in a new year, for me anyway, this is my first Sheltigale of 2018. So we're going to have a little bit of stuff about the new year and January. But first, let me, I have just received an announcement just by luck. The email screen was open here. And I have an announcement about a celebration coming up. This is from Edie Stone. The group Celtic Spirituality in Colorado is celebrating Imbolc on the Labyrinth. I don't trust my pronunciation on that. Share the blessings of Brigid, timeless Celtic goddess and beloved saint of Ireland. This event is taking place this Sunday, January 28th. I believe that's this coming Sunday, 2:30 to 4 in the Labyrinth Room at First United Methodist Church in Boulder, which is at 1421 Spruce Street. And here are some of the things that will be going on. Enjoy the beauty, inspiration, and healing energy of Brigid, who is both, and walk the lovely 11 circuit labyrinth in candlelight and share stories, music, and poetry inspired by Brigid. Celebrate the rebirth of spring in the Celtic calendar. Oh, we're waiting for that rebirth of spring to come soon. And receive a small candle infused with the flame of Brigid and a blessing from her well. Learn about the many roles of Brigid. She is, whoa, lots of things. A brewer, fire goddess and keeper of the hearth, guardian of the animals, healer. She's the Mary of the Gales, midwife, peacekeeper, poet, saint and bishop, and smith. The ceremony will be led by Edie Stone and volunteers. And again, that will be Sunday, January 28th, 2:30 to 4 in the Labyrinth Room at First United Methodist Church in Boulder, which is at 1421 Spruce Street in Boulder. So now let's get back to a little bit more seasonal music. Looks like we are starting here right now with Christy Moore singing January Man.
The January Man, he goes around in woolen coat and boots of leather. The February Man still shakes the snow from off his clothes and blows his hands. The Man of March, he sees the spring and wonders what the year will bring. Hopes for better weather. Through April rain, the man goes down to watch the birds come in to share the summer. The man of May stands very still to watch the children dance away the day. In June, the man inside the man is young and wants to lend a hand and smiles at each newcomer. In July, the man in cotton shirt, he sits and thinks and being idle. The the August man in thousands take the road to find the sun and watch the sea. September man is standing near to saddle up another year. And autumn is his bridal. The man of new October takes the rain, and early frost is on his shoulder. The poor November man sees fire and mist, and wind and rain and winter air. December man looks through the snow to let 11 brothers know they're all a little older. Again in coat and boots of leather, to take another turn and walk along the icy road he knows so well. The January man is here, the start of each and every year.
Cold and dreary brings a hot and frae the high scree to the winds where snowy hairs hide all around the long side. Come the spring, the land lies weary till the sunshine boots a cheery brings a bloom for all of June's pride all around the long side. If you'd been, you'd have seen the scatter. Oh, the peasies, oh, the marker. When a boom, a tawny hill lies all around the lot inside. And the heron, he comes a-creeping through the rushes, soaking and dreeping to the pool where wily truths slide all around the lot inside. I, if you ever have a reason to be in any season, come and try the barley bean from the fire of Lochinside. Summertime, the fish are loping, dippers in the burn is coping, swallows fly from dawn to leaves tide all around. By the autumn, the pinks are winging, blaberries o'er the moors are hinging, salmon through the surgeon's spate fight all around the lock in sight. If you'd been, you'd have seen the scatter, oh, the feces, oh, the marker. When a bird, the tawny hood lies all around the lock in sight. And the heron, he comes a-creeping through the rushes, so green and dripping, to the pool where wily trouts lie
all around the lock inside. I if we ever have a reason to be here in any season, come and try the barley bream from the fire on lock inside. I if we ever have a notion to be welcomed with devotion, travel home on any ocean to be here on lock inside.
Schultegale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
It was in the month of January, all in the frost and snow, when through the hills and valleys my true love she did go. It was there I spied a pretty young girl with a salt tear in her eye. She held a baby in her arms and bitterly she did cry. Then cruel was my father, who barred the door on me, and cruel my mother, a dreadful crime to see. Cruel was my own true love, who changed his love for gold. And cruel were the wintry winds that pierced my heart.
Sweeter is the bark, and the fairer that a young man speaks, the falser is his heart. For they'll kiss you and caress you till they think they have you won. Then they'll go
finished up there with Dolores Keen and John Faulkner. That's from their CD Broken Hearted I'll Wander, and the song is called The Month of January. And we started that set with Christy Moore. Let's see, the album is Whatever Tickles Your Fancy. And we heard The January Man. This is a sort of January-themed set here. Then after that, we went to a group called North Sea Gas. And the album is called Lochinside. And the song that we heard is also called Lochinside, about the changing seasons in Lochinside. Then we heard from Brian Conway and Tony DeMarco an album called The Apple in Winter, Irish Music in New York. And we heard a bunch of tunes, Miss Ramsey's, Miss Lyle's, and The Copper Plate. And then ending there with Dolores Keen and John Faulkner, the month of January. Well, you are listening to Celtic Music on your community-powered radio station. And you can hear us at KGNU at 88.5 FM, at 1390 AM, at 98.7 FM in Fort Collins, at 93.7 FM in Nederland, and of course, online at kgnu.org and afterfm.com. So keep listening, and thanks for all you all do to keep KGNU going here. Let's see. Come the next set, I was trying to think of, well, what's coming up in February, and I remembered it's Valentine's Day in February. And I have a set of songs that are like love songs with relatively happy endings. And, you know, traditional ballads, it can be kind of hard to find some with a happy ending. But so I sort of kept there's a very short list. But so we're going to start here with Ann Briggs doing Willie Owensberry.
The king has been a prisoner, and a prisoner long in Spain, and Willie of the Winsbury has lain long with his daughter Atene. What ails she, what ails she, my daughter Janet? Thank you.
I am that faithful young man, and whom you thought was slain. And since we've met on Cloddy Banks, we'll never part again.
Listen in on Thursday nights from 7 to 8 to Highway 322 to hear an entire hour dedicated to folk and Americana music. Hear music from Deer Tick, Gillian Welch, and locals like Gregory Allen Isikoff. Don't miss Highway 322 every Thursday night from 7 to 8 on KGNU.
Raindrops like bullets on my fragile skin. courted by a nice young man who was a servant to her father. But when her parents came to know, they swore they'd drive him from the island. But this maid, she knew that her heart would break if she should part from young Mad Highland. Straightway into his room she goes, into his room him to awaken, saying, arise and go, this very night you will be taken. For I have heard my father say, in spite of me he will transport you. So arise and go, my own true love, I wish to God I'd gone. Must I go, the young man said, ah, must I go without my wages, with ne'er a penny in my purse, just like some poor forlorn stranger. Here's 50 guineas in bright gold, and that's far more than father owes you. So arise and go, my own true love, I wish to God I'd gone before you. They both sit down upon the bed, just side by side for one half hour. And ne'er a word did either say, yet down their cheeks the tears did shower. She laid her head all on his breast, round his waist her arms entwined. No lord or duke or earl I'll wed, I'll wait for you, my young Mad Highland. The lord discussed with his daughter dear one night alone in her bedchamber, saying, I'll give you leave to bring him back, since there are none you style. She wrote a letter then in haste, still for him her heart entwined. She's brought him back to the church they went. She's made a lord, o young Mad Highland.
And in case you can't tell, that was the voice of Jean Redpath singing. Oops, got things sliding around here all over the place. That was Jean Redpath singing Mad Highland, and the album is Frae My Ain Country. Jean Redpath. So we started that set. This is a sort of a Valentine's Day set, songs with happy endings, which are not always so easy to find, especially among the traditional ballads. So we started out with Anne Briggs singing Willie Winsberry. And the album is called Anne Briggs, A Collection. And then we heard from the Copper family. They're one of the sort of, they're the sort of basis of the British folk revival, or Irish. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to read the album notes and make sure. At any rate, so we heard, and it's an album part of a collection. It's Copper Songs, Volume 3. And the song we heard was Claudie Banks. And let's see, then we heard some tunes again from Boys of the Lock. We heard the Greenland Man's tune, De Forfeit o' de Ship, and Green Grow de Rashes. That's Boys of the Lock on their album Midwinter Night's Dream. And then, let's see, finishing up there with Gene Redpath doing Matt Hyland. Well, a few concert announcements or just music announcements. Some Irish Celtic stuff going on in the area. Let's see. Wild Mountain is playing on January 26th at Clancy's in Wheat Ridge from 7:30 to 10:30. And according to Roger, rumor has it that the band is hard at work on their next CD to be released in time for St. Patrick's Day. Again, that's Wild Mountain, January 26th at Clancy's in Wheat Ridge at 7:30. And let's see. Avornin will be playing the music for the Fort Collins Contra dance on February 6th. Lessons at 7 and dance at 8 p.m. It's at the Fort Collins Masonic Temple. And they will also be playing, I'm not sure so what the date is there, so... But at any rate, that's Avornin. And Adam Goldstein will be doing a solo guitar and singing act at the Clock Tower Cabaret on January 27th. Although, it doesn't say where or what town that's in. At any rate, maybe check Avornin of the website and see if that's all announced. Big Patty will be at the Lazy Dog on the 26th, and that's at 120th and Federal in Westminster. Big Patty, January 26th, 8 p.m. And that's about... That's a few things going on now. And also, the Midwinter Bluegrass Festival will be taking place February 16th to 18th, North Glen Ramada Plaza, which is at 10 East 120th Avenue in Denver. And Cole Cannon will be playing there. And I'm sure lots of other music, too. So Midwinter Bluegrass Festival, that's February 16th to the 18th. And by the way, when it's a Sunday evening and you just got to hear some Irish music, the Boulder Irish Session is playing at Murphy's in Boulder on the corner of Iris and 28th. And that's at 7:30 Sunday evenings. And, okay, let's see. Well, I have a ton of stuff that I intend to play tonight. I think I'm not going to get to all of it. But coming up next, we got a little more sort of romantic stuff. Since Valentine's Day is coming up in February. And this one doesn't exactly have a happy ending, but it has a sort of funny remark at the end. And then we'll maybe hear another one that does have a happy ending. So starting out with Peter Bellamy here, Young Roger Esquire.
Young Roger Esquire come a-courting of late to a rich farmer's daughter named Beautiful Kate. Now she for a fortune at £5,000 of rich rings and jewels, of rich rings and jewels and a piece of fine ground. Now the day been appointed and the money laid down, it was naught but a fine fortune of £5,000. And young Roger here swore by his curly long hair, I will not wed your daughter, I will not have your daughter without your grey mare. But up spoke the girl's father, and thus said he, I thought that you loved my daughter indeed. But as I still have her thus far in my care, you shall not wed my daughter, you shall not have my daughter, nor yet my grey mare. Now, 12 months been over, and a little above, and young Roger Esquire met Katie's love. He says, Katie, loving Katie, oh, don't you know me? Well, a man of your likeness I did chance to see. Such a man of your likeness with curly long hair. He once come a-courting, he once come a-courting my father's grey mare.
And you will be comely to be seen. And aye she let the tear doon fall for Jock O'Hazeldine. Now let this willful grief be done, and dry her cheeks pale. Young Frank is chief of Errington, and Lord of Langleydale. His step is fast in peaceful hall, his sword in battle keen. But she wrote the tear down fall for Jock O'Hazeldine. A chain of gold you shall not lack, nor braid to bind your hair, nor metal nor managed hawk, nor palfrey fresh and fair. And you, the foremost of them all, will ride our forest queen. But I she wrote the tear down fall for Jock O'Hazeldine. The church was decked at morning tide, the taper glimmered there. The priest and bridegroom wait the bride, and dame and knight are there. They sought her bath by bore and hall. The lady was nae seen, she's o'er the border and the wall with Jock O'Hazeldine.
Well, we've had a little bit of a romantic couple of sets here since Valentine's Day is coming up in February. And I was gonna, did have another set of stuff about driving the cold winter away, but as always, time flies when you're having fun, and didn't quite get time to play them. We finished up there with the Corys doing Jock O'Hazeldine from their album Strings and Things. And before that, we heard from, again, from Tony DeMarco and Brian Conway, some tunes from their album The Apple in Winter. And we started that with Peter Bellamy. The album is called Big Broadside and Barrack Room, and we heard young Roger Esquire comes courting the ladies, her father's gray mare. Well, my name's Leslie Lomas. As always, it's my pleasure to be with you here on Wednesday evenings to bring you Schultegale, KGNU's weekly program of Celtic music from all over the place. And whoops, it is 1 minute after 8 o'clock already. You are listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And right now, it's time for music from all around the world on Musica Mundi with Danielle.